This is Design Huddle, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs and professionals looking to level up in their design career. Each week, myself, Brandon Gross, a designer and digital strategist, and Ryan Warner, a UX designer, step inside the minds of the most creative people on the planet. This podcast touches a variety of disciplines ranging from design, digital strategy, user experience, and social media. Our goal here is to educate by striking a balance between practical and creative advice. So if you like storytelling, funny commentary, and learning how to level up in your design career and get hired, subscribe to Design Huddle and join the fam. Thanks for listening. Now let's huddle.
Welcome back to Design Huddle 2020. It's your boy, Ryan Warner, with my partner in crime, Brendan Gross. Brendan.
I'm quite dainty. I don't know what that means. It probably means meek or some other smaller word, but we're feeling good here in 2020. We're feeling, as you guys missed me and Ryan's side conversation, I'm quite curried up right now. My deodorant isn't working, so that's how we're starting 2020. But hope you guys are feeling well.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that's the same for me, but we're coming in hot. We're ready to go.
We're coming in hot.
A few different people have hit me up though, saying, when are you and Brendan going to, you know, do another episode together? And I was like, we've done a lot together. I think it was just December. It's crazy. I don't know about everyone else out there, but December with, you know, between the holidays and whatnot it's tough to get on the same schedule. But listen, 2020, we're back in action. We're super stoked. 2019 for Brendan and I was more of like an experiment year. We literally DM'd each other on Instagram one time and we said, hey, you like design. I like design. You like learning. I like learning. We like sharing knowledge and learning from other people. Let's interview cool people. Design Huddle was born on Instagram. So just to start it off, Brendan, do you have any, you know, New Year's resolutions? Anything you want to do to personally better yourself?
Rest.
Ooh,
a lot of rest, guys. This is I probably, you know, you probably seen a lot of people ask me like, Brandon, how do you do so much? And I'm like, I'm telling you right now, my doctor says I'm having heart palpitations because of stress. So in 2020, we are going to regulate or really set out time for things that Brandon enjoys. I love the podcast. I love what I do in my work, but we have to have more restful, peaceful relaxation time. So that's my 2020. And also to put down the burgers, my 2020 tube around my stomach is quite thick. Christmas and New Year's Eve was quite delicious. So that's
dude,
those
I'm
are
with
my
you.
2020 goals.
I'm with you, man. The second one,
and to make Design Huddle fire.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the Design Huddle into the next world is a given, but I'm with you on, you know, just like trying to balance work. You know, side hustles are tough. So, you know, Brendan and I do this on the side. We both have full-time jobs, but we just like love the podcasting setup. We love the community. So we're very energized by it. But at the same time, you know, personal health should definitely come first. So I'm glad you're prioritizing that, Brendan. And then the other thing is I'm with you on the eating a little bit more healthy. I don't eat terrible, but I think everyone can eat a little bit more healthy. So that's definitely a focus for me. But yeah, I mean, we got into why did we start Design Huddle? And just as a reminder, if you're new to the podcast, you know, we basically just interview a bunch of amazing creative professionals. We try to reverse engineer, you know, their career path, what inspires them, and learnings along the way. So you can leave each podcast with a few tidbits of how to be more productive, how to be a better designer, and ultimately, you know, how to be a better professional. So a lot of our best episodes from last year, 2019, were interviews with just some absolutely incredible people that were very fortunate that, you know, graciously gave us their time. Time is obviously, a lot of these people had insanely packed agendas. So very fortunate that we had some amazing guests. We'll review some of them later in the episode. But Brendan, I did want to kick it back over to you and hear a little bit about like, what was like the biggest learning? So 2019, we literally knew nothing about podcasting. Both of us are very creative, you know, we're very entrepreneurial and we're both designers. So I felt like some things came a little bit more natural than other, but what was the biggest like learning or challenge from starting a podcast?
Number one is like, yeah, we have like information. We're both very good at what we do, but it's like, how do you, and we both have audiences, but it's like, all right, now we have a podcast. How do we get the people that were already in contact with the, you know, our podcast episodes and just keeping and constantly engaging with our audience? Like, there's thousands of you guys who are listening, but how do we actually have a conversation outside of these large form or longer form content pieces? So I think, I only really, you know, we started an email list. There's a thousand of you guys on there, 1,000+. And we are looking forward to having many more resources, tools, tips, and tricks on a, obviously on a weekly basis, but a way for us to communicate. And we also, this will be the first time me and Ryan dropped this, but there's a website ready, almost. We're getting a few things. Yes. designhuddle.us US website, where you guys can get transcripts. You can get all the episodes of our podcasts up on there. So that's something that we're very excited about in this year. But
yeah, so that'll be, I'm equally stoked about that. Brendan has done a ton of work to get off the ground. But we'll also, any of the guests you hear, because a lot of people want to know more about our guests, we're going to try to link out to all the guests we interview, notes about where to find them, get connected with, more resources, as Brendan mentioned. We're really going to just kind of do it as another experiment. So the Design Huddle brand is maturing. Again, my biggest learning 2019 was it was a massive experiment. The number one thing I learned is to invest in good equipment early. I had a ton of shitty mics to start Design Huddle, and I finally have a very good mic. Hopefully I sound crispy. If I don't, let me know. That was an easy thing that I think everyone should just spend, you know, you don't have to spend a ton of money. Most of them are around $50 to get a high quality mic. So get a good mic. The next is the consistency. Consistency is very difficult, but Brendan and I pumped out over 50 episodes in, 2019, which is, I'm really proud of. That's probably the most proud accomplishment. It's not even the, some of them, you know, quality ranges, and that totally gets it depending on our own schedules. But to have consistently get an episode up, whether it's both of us, one of us, I think that's very difficult to do. And we managed to do it pretty much every week for an entire year. So that was a goal that I kind of set out. We both kind of set out early on. So we accomplished that. And then the other part of it was to just kind of like try different things. Like our episodes, I totally get it, in 2019, at times are a little all over the place. Some people like that. Some of them are interviews. Some of them are getting really into the weeds on, like, you know, the UX design process. And the thing is that there really wasn't an over, like, you know, the trend is overall trends were that people like the interviews, no surprise there. But people did really like getting deep dives into specific topics. Like the recent episode on user flows had a ton of people listening and commenting on. There's episodes on the overarching UX design process. That episode performed really well. So we're still going to be experimenting with topics. I think the one thing that I hope that we can do is also expand Design Huddle, not just as a UXer podcast or a product manager podcast, but as just a true creative professionals. I want like more, you know, YouTubers, Instagrammers, just people that have like creative backgrounds to find a place that they can kind of learn ideas of how other people are building their brands, you know, growing their brands, and even collaborating. Like, I'm always looking for new ways to collaborate with other people. I know Brendan is doing the same. So I think everything that Brendan hit on was spot on. And then those are some other things that, you know, I'm thinking about going into this year. So the other thing is I wanted to talk a little bit about your favorite episode. I'll give you a second because there's a lot. I can go first too on this one. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, some of my favorite episodes, honestly, might not have performed well because it's just you and me kind of catching up and, you know, talking about like personal experiences that we've had. And that's partially, and like in a lot of ways, a podcast can be therapeutic for yourself and the co-host. So I think it's great to kind of share. And Brendan and I kind of share our own personal experiences. You know, there was a really good one that we did on like work-life balance and like how to be more productive. I really liked that episode. It performed well, but that didn't really matter to me. It was just good hearing Brendan's tips of like how to have a better work-life balance. So that's like one of mine. In terms of favorite interviews, you know, we have so many incredible guests. One of the ones that jumped out at me more recently, I really love the interview with Jesse Showalter, YouTuber, amazing guy. His energy, positivity, like amazing designer, you know, great technical developer as well, but just his philosophy, he's such a positive person. You know, his whole idea of just like kind of get out there, get dirty, you know, make the most of every opportunity. He was just, I found it an incredibly humbling conversation. And I also found it, most of our audience can relate to his path to success. So if you want to check out, if there's any episode or any interview that, you know, I highly recommend, Jesse Showalter for me is at, you know, at the top of the list, but you really can't go wrong with any of the interviews. What about for you, Brendan? Any ones that kind of jumped off the page or kind of surprised you, or maybe just ones where you thought the conversation was really good?
Yeah, man, I got two, and I'm going to be 100% totally selfish on this. One is the interview we did about passive income and business on autopilot with John D. Sanders. This guy has like, he has reduced my stress in the last quarter of 2019 by like a million. We talk about like SOPs, how to hire well, and also create procedures that you can just hire pretty much anybody, but overseas at a low cost to just follow a process. And that has just changed my life. So I like that, because that one podcast, when he talks about in that podcast, I actually put into practice and has saved me many headaches and allows my deodorant to work better because I sweat less. And and on top of that, the second pod, I got to do two because they're right next to each other.
Yeah, of course, of course.
How to Generate Passive Income with our boy Jacob Cass. We talk about very similar things. Jacob Cass talks a lot about SEO. We talk about SEO and how John uses that to his advantage in his businesses. But if you're talking about, we talk a lot about blogging, how to create passive income and not just be a pixel pusher with Jacob Cass. So those are my two favorite episodes because I learned the most in those pieces.
I think that's a good summary too, right? Like there's other ones that are amazing conversations, but a lot of times it's like, if you're talking to someone that has like very similar upbringing or very similar background, you know, you don't personally as the host get as much out of the episode. So I totally hear two of the, you know, those are fire episodes to check out. One last one that I want to give like an honorable mention / shout out to, I thought Goldie Chan, your Brendan's good friend, on personal branding and storytelling. She is just like an absolute wizard of like, I just got a lot out of that. Like I feel like I know a decent about personal branding, but she kind of like blew my mind. She also has like amazing stories. She's very charismatic. So yeah, shout out to Goldie. She's awesome. She always is giving us like, I know gives Brendan a ton of tips. I've learned a lot from her following her on like, you know, Instagram and other channels. So the Oprah of LinkedIn,
the Oprah,
she lives up to the hype. Yeah, she lives up to the. She was awesome. So, quick break in the action. I wanted to call out a few things, like here to thank the users. So, of course, you know, we started this podcast with zero audience, zero things written up. We developed a personal brand along the way. Thank you guys that were, if you listened to some of our early episodes and to hear my shaky voice. And, you know, Brendan and I just trying to figure this out. Thank you. Thank you for the patience. I think a lot of our episodes towards the tail end of 2019 are really good. So if you're one of our earlier listeners, you're an OG. Thank you. But yeah, year in review. We had 55,000 plays. That's pretty good for starting from scratch. I think my goal was to break 50. So, you know, we're 5,000 over that. I think we're just now going to like, we're like, I really think of this as like, we're just at the start of the mountain. Like we really think we can kind of really ramp things up and get our audience. So we have an active weekly audience of around 1,000, which is growing dramatically, which we're stoked about. 1,000 people that are willing to spend, you know, 15 to an hour and a half listening to us talk and give them advice. That's amazing. We really appreciate that. So thank you to those 1,000 people. Tell 1,000 other people to follow us along. Top countries, a lot of people think this is just a US podcast, but we actually get love from all over the world. US is the number one, UK, number two, Germany, India, Australia, and Canada. Those are the top six. So really excited about that. I think we're going to think a little bit more about like, how can we engage other regions? How can we make sure that like, this is a global podcast that like, regardless of the information, you can get some, you know, get stuff that's exciting. Other people have reached out saying English is their second language. Brendan and I talk insanely fast. So that's what the show notes will do on Design Huddles, our website. You can kind of get some of the tidbits when we're firing stuff off, or you can slow down the podcast. I know most people speed up podcasts, but if you listen to Design Huddle, you're basically listening it at like 2x speed.
They're like, that guy Brandon, that motherfucker, we can't understand anything he's saying.
Yeah, we talk quick. But yeah, last stat is listening platforms. So our podcast, we distribute it, we use Anchor. Anchor's been an awesome kind of, you know, sponsor slash platform that we've used to grow our podcast. You can, you know, check out, you just go to anchor.fm and you can start your own podcast. But
it'll be a sponsored reel in this. So you'll be able
yeah,
to
you'll have a sponsored reel for sure. They're on most of our podcasts, but I actually really appreciate what they've been able to do for us as a platform. So yeah, Apple Podcast dominates. 50% of our listeners come from Apple, and no surprise there. Apple Podcast is basically what brought podcasts. They created podcasts, so they're kind of the OGs when it comes to the space. So thank you to all the Apple Podcast listeners. Spotify was a close second at 20%. That's 70% of our audience right there. And then the rest were split out by a ton of the smaller ones. Bottom line, I don't care where you listen to Design Huddle. Just subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Leave a comment. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want to hear in the future. We always appreciate those. Cool. That was a little sideshow, like, you know, of talking about a little reflection. We talked about our favorite episodes. This is kind of similar, but I wanted to ask, Brendan, who is your all-time favorite guest? Because I know most of the episodes we talked about were also interviews, but who is your favorite guest?
Man, I still got to give it to John D. Sanders.
Yeah, John.
Oh, my God. He was the only other black person we had on the show. No, I'm joking. No. It was just because I'm just still so fascinated with him. He runs, if you guys haven't listened to his episode, it's because not just what he knows, he runs 3 businesses by himself.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, not really by himself, but he's got a team. But the way that he does it is his job to him.
Yeah.
He only creates the process and he hires somebody and he goes and that's it. He just creates processes and the shit just runs.
Yeah, he's someone that we're going to get on again. Like, there's multiple people that we interviewed in 2019 where it was like, Brendan and I left the conversation. We stopped recording and then we text each other being like, that was an awesome episode. We got to get them back. We say that all the time, but John's definitely someone that'll be on. You'll hear from him again in 2020 if he's open to it. But that's I couldn't agree more. That episode's absolutely fire. So that'll be linked in the show notes below. I want to give a shout out to one of our earlier interviews with Michael Janda, just an OG, great guy. So much free content on Instagram. Just, you know, I'm continuing to learn a ton about, you know, his career. He's constantly giving amazing gems to us. So yeah, I thought that episode on succeeding in business, developing a personal brand and creating, you know, high quality content. It's one of our earlier interviews, but definitely one of my all-time faves. He's also just like a super nice guy, very gracious with his time, and knows he's an absolute magician when it comes to like the business of design. So sweet. What about this, Brendan? Let's talk about the future a little bit. 2020, who are your dream guests? Who would you love to have an interview on Design Huddle? And if you don't have any, I have a few like off the top of my mind because I cheated and I wrote these down before, but I wanted to know, if you could wave a wand and get them to show up, talk to for an hour, who are you picking?
That is... Ooh, you know who what I would want? I want Howard Pinsky. If you guys don't know him, he is one of the Adobe XD evangelists. Reason being, I got to meet him at Adobe Max, and he's very similar to me. When I met him, we both were like, oh, so what do you like to do? And I just, you guys already know, I'm always like, fuck it. You know, I tell people I just meet, I'm like, I'm not wearing deodorant today. How you doing? So we met him, and I was just like, I just love laying butt naked in my bed with my cat. And I'm like, of course, undercovers. And he's just like, all right, I didn't say butt naked. But we both enjoy just chilling on the couch and just in the bed and nothing else. And it was a very good moment. I met a lot. it was just a good moment.
This hopefully you have weird criteria for future guests of Design Huddle, but
no, guys, listen. If you know Howard, this man has like over 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. He was like the man before Adobe even had social media.
Yeah.
Like he was basically the person who did amazing Photoshop tutorials, amazing Adobe XD tutorials. And that's why, you know, he's now at Adobe, because he's absolutely excellent at what he does and what he teaches. So
yeah, let's get him
very
on.
Smart. So
like that.
We'll see about that one.
That's a goodie.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
Yeah. So for me, some off the bat, Chris Doe, obviously he's like, you know, if you talk about design and business, he's at the very top. I was on the future earlier this year. And that was the first time I've actually talked to him, you know, over video chat. Great guy, so much energy, very gracious for how many resources he gives, but big Chris Doe fan. Switching to the YouTube world, I consume a lot of YouTube. I'm also a huge hardware tech nerd, so I'd love to interview MKBHD, arguably the most successful tech reviewer ever. He's awesome. Super high quality tech videos. I'm sure everyone on this podcast, if you're listening, probably knows who he is. Another one is like, I'm also like, of course, like the rest of the internet or YouTube, I love Casey Neistat in terms of storytelling. I mean, he probably would be very unrealistic to get in 2020, but if the podcast grows, he'd be at the top of my list. He's an incredible storyteller and he would be like a dream guest of mine. And the last is Elon Musk, because his brain is just on another level. I think he's just like actually, you know who I would add? I do Elon Musk and this is a dream guest. I pick anyone. I throw in Michael Jordan. I throw in
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to have him on here.
You know? I mean, you started off like super realistic, and then as I was going, I'm like, I'm getting so unrealistic that...
Fuck, are we getting Oprah?
Get Oprah, Will Smith. Let's just get them all. Those are some ones that I think would be interesting. But yeah, the other thing that I wanted to say is like, if you're interested in Design Huddle, you have a unique skill set. You have a unique, upbringing or background or how you got to where you are, or just a cool story to tell, hit us up. We have a kind of a list of people that we've proactively reached out to us and other people that we would love to talk to. So shoot us a note, drop us a note on Instagram, at Brendan Gross, at Ryan Warnder, and we'll get you on the show. Other things last thing is just thinking about the future again, goals for the podcast. I jotted down a few. I'd love to hear yours, Brendan. We haven't shared these yet, so this is kind of like a meeting that Brendan and I have that we're just recording, full transparency, being authentic. But I said, I want to grow the audience 10x. Like, that's a very ambitious goal. But I want to go from 1K to 10K listeners, like, weekly. I think we can do that. I think we can even get more than that. A second goal is to maintain our goal of 2019 of just interviewing awesome people. Very confident we'll be able to do that. But just try to think of questions. I feel like a lot of interviews, people get asked the same questions. So I think I'm going to challenge myself, and I know Brendan always does this as well, is just coming up with really thought-provoking questions, you know, hearing a little bit more about those personal anecdotes that people love, like the stories that really kind of made them who they are. And then my last one would just be to grow the website, the Design Huddle website. Provide awesome resources and really supplement the Design Huddle podcast with, you know, more places to learn and grow, you know, as a creative professional. So those are my goals. I'm sure Brendan's are very similar, but anything else, Brendan, that you would want to hit on in 2020 that you think that we need to accomplish?
No, man, I'm just really excited about the Design Huddle website and that being a hub of, you know, Design Huddle is going to be more than just, obviously you guys will hear our delicious voices every week, but we want it to be more so of a place where you can have resources, information for those of you who are trying to start your journey and those who are trying to continue in your education, from not only just people like us, people who are in the UI UX space, but also where you can get inspired from other people in different industries and also get information from people who are in other areas where you can pull their skill set into what it is that you're doing, or even see or hear about somebody who's doing something that you had no idea existed and get inspired to jump into that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that's a great goal. Cool. So just some like things to tie it up here. The one thing to keep in mind is, you know, Brendan and I are, again, this is a side hustle. We do it for free. So if you do know an interesting sponsor that would be interested in sponsoring our podcast or our content, hit us up at designhuddlepodcast@gmail.com. You can DM us. You know, we're pretty responsive on all platforms, but we're always looking for sponsors and those opportunities. I think we're only on the up and up. Also, if you like this podcast, you've gotten any value from it, we don't ask, you know, for any donations or anything like that. Just tell someone else about it. That's all we ask. Subscribe or just tell a friend, another designer, someone else that's a creative professional. Just be like, hey, I like this podcast. They're pretty authentic. They touch on some good topics. I think you might like it. That's all we ask. Hopefully nothing more, nothing less. But 2020 is going to be huge for us. We have already like a ton of awesome people lined up, amazing topics. We're going to expand a little bit. It's not just going to be a UX podcast. It's going to be just talking about design and creative professionals and just how to be, you know, a more productive human being too. So I'm stoked. Brendan, bring it home. Anything else to tell the people other than that you love them?
I love you guys. If you're going to donate anything, please donate a very nice kind of deodorant to your boy's inbox. Just DM.
Dude, what if this episode we just get like a bunch of like deodorant sponsorships? I was like, Brendan, that did not go the way I planned, man.
I'll take.
It's almost like the way that you were setting it up. It's almost like, by the way, have you guys heard of like this deodorant brand? Like, it's almost like you were setting it up for an ad play, but we don't have an ad plug to put. So
it's sad. What is the football player's name who's always screaming in those deodorant? What's his name? He was in White Chicks.
I forget. I always think of the
Old Spice.
Oh, the Old Spice guy. Yeah.
Yeah, what is his name? Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah.
I could take his job. Come on, Old Spice. Let's go.
Yeah, seriously.
But no, I love you guys. Me and Ryan both are very excited about this year. And for real, if you like what we talk about, if you learn anything from us, just tell a motherfucker. Tell your mom while she's brushing her teeth. Yell at your dad through the door while he's taking a dump. When you're sitting next to a designer friend, whisper in their ear. I know they have their headphones in, but just sneakily take it off, unhinge them, unhook them from the person's ear and whisper to them, you should listen to Design Auto.
Love that.
In a not so raspy voice, but just share the love. I hope you guys get a laugh, learn some shit. Ryan's really the brains behind this. I'm just here for comedic relief.
The good thing is we know, based on this episode, you know that we're still going to get unfiltered Brendan, which is why most people tune in. So it's always good to have the authentic the crew back. But Brendan, thank you too, man. It's always a pleasure. You're couldn't have a better partner in crime. So thank you guys for tuning in to our first episode, actually our second episode of 2020. You guys rock, and we will catch you on the next one next Monday. Not this Monday. We always, as a reminder, we drop episodes every Monday, usually around 9 a.m. ish. Sometimes it's a little later, but usually
between 9 and 12.
Between 9 and then in Tuesday, we drop an episode. All right, guys.
All right, peace,
on the next
guys.
One. Peace. Design Huddle is a podcast that is hosted by Ryan Warner and Brendan Gross. The opinions stated here are our own and not those of our company. Thank you for tuning in, and please feel free to share this episode.